VoterRise is organized by Elsa and Dick Gary, who came to KPCW partly because September is National Voter Registration Month. Dick said they started the program in late 2015.
What was the final impetus, I guess, for starting it was the Citizens United Supreme Court decision, which just opened the floodgates for money to come in. And literally, it did. I mean, there were billions of dollars were spent in the 2016 election. And there, our elections are in danger of becoming auctions. And we felt that there had to be some way to try and level that playing field.
He said the biggest gap in voter turnout is the 18 to 29-year-old group known as millennials.
They're larger than the baby boomers. They could have the strongest voice, but they actually had the weakest voice. For instance, in 2014 midterms, which aren't as exciting as the nationals, only 8.1% of Utah's 18 to 29-year-olds voted. And that's horrible. The national average was still poor. It was 19.9%. So that is much lower on a national basis than the other demographics. So we decided, we thought that people who are young like that, and there's so many issues that really concern them directly, that they needed to get involved.
The Gerys said they think the millennials are receptive to the message. They're aiming to get in touch with young voters at high schools and college campuses, entertainment events, and local business. Elsa Gary said they're online at voterize.org, and it's easy to register.
People can register online. It takes 2 or 3 minutes. They can register by text. They text VoterRise to 788-683, and then the questions are fed to them.
And in Utah, one of the advantages also that Utah has is that you can pre-register at 16. You can't vote until you're 18, but you can pre-register, so when you turn 18, you're ready to vote.
Elsa said they're already seeing positive results.
Of our online and text registrants, 79.9% of them turned out to vote. So that's an exceptional number. We're very proud of that and excited for the future, because as we're able to get out and register more people, obviously the effect will quantumly increase.
They also said to attract donors, they're using what is called trigger funding.
And basically the way that works is that people commit to donating a small amount of money, could be 10 cents, 20 cents, every time something happens. And in our case, that something is our voter registrations. So we are asking people to commit the small amount of money for every registration that we get, and it's compiled on a monthly basis, and it's maxed out at 300 registrations per month. So that if somebody says, yes, I'll help, I'll contribute 10 cents for every registration, the maximum monthly charge to them would be $30. And if we deliver fewer than 300 registrations, then it's based on that actual number.
Elsa and Dick Gary from VoterRise. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.